Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Yo, welcome to Sheffield Live. And away we go with this something, yasso.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, welcome to the one and only Sheffield Live. We're back again. The 6th of June, this day will never, ever come again. So you are privileged, you know what I mean? And I like what I did last week, how we did the kind of introductions. I'm going to do it again from my left to right.
Yo, good evening. It's Mr. Stevie. Yes, Gwagwan people, G'd about again.
So without further ado, I hope nobody's listening, but if you are, keep this show to yourself. It's top secret. Things are gwan, yasso. So, I've got enough things to get through this evening. Like I said, Sweet Talking Sport is straight to the point chat show that deals with the sports news and stories which fits to a modern day society, entirely to sports on discussion, whether local or national. A good to go on air expansive debate and allies by myself and my guest of their regular programming, probably Yorkshire's best talking sports radio show you're gonna ever hear. Gonna talk about canoeing for a change. Don't think I've ever talked about canoeing, but this is canoeing with a bit of a difference. You know, a guy called Kurtz Adams been suspended, or just kind of like safe, been, you know, took off the kind of rota, you could say, you know. Kurt, who competes in the individual canoe slalom, was suspended in April by the governing body, Paddle UK, following allegations about his posts on the social media. People might say, do you know what? He's been suspended for that. But it's why he's been kind of like suspended. From the World Class Programme, UK Sports Lottery funded initiative to put athletes on course for the Olympics. So he's been suspended following an investigation. They've kind of like, Paddle have refused to clarify the nature of allegations, but I know why. He's got an account with OnlyFans.
He has.
Yeah, that's right. He's got an account with OnlyFans. So basically, Paddle UK have banned him from their world-class programming. They're saying that they've got evidence or justification, allegations relating to a social post. And it's what he's been posting, really, you know, of him topless, and there's kind of like other kind of like...
That's what OnlyFans is about, isn't it? We know what it's about.
Yeah. I mean...
Is it? I've never been
on that.
It's no, it's not matter going on it, but... And they're not quite as
over the top. I mean, kind of like, I'm going to play this. So Adam just hear this. Says he's being forced to choose between his Olympic dream and his OnlyFans account. He's been suspended by Paddle UK, which is the governing body for canoeing, while an investigation takes place into allegations about his social media activity.
Well, the governing body has not disclosed the full details, but Kurt suspects it could be linked to the content that he posts on the site OnlyFans, which he started doing earlier this year to help fund his canoeing career. And he joins us now. Very good morning to you. Right, the first thing to ask you is, you want to compete in the Olympics for Great Britain.
Yeah, that's the ultimate dream for any athlete.
Yeah, so you were training to do so. The training you do get a grant for, don't you?
Yes, I mean, it's a small grant. It's 16,000, which in this economy, especially, it's not going to go far.
Right. So
that's all your costs and everything.
Yeah, everything from your rent to your food, car insurance. It's you're living on the edge.
Yeah, 16 grand you judge was not enough. So you decided to supplement that. Now, can you just explain what you do on OnlyFans? Because I think a lot of our viewers may not really know how OnlyFans operates.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think some people may lock down on OnlyFans. It's like the questionable part of the internet. But just to keep it PG for television, it's a spicier content. It originally started as a site where creators can connect with their fans, but it developed into more edgy style content.
Right, when you say edgy and spicy, it's obviously a bit risque. There's photographs of you here topless. Do you also post where you are wearing less than that?
Yeah, yes.
So you do post picture full nudes, do you?
Either full nude or partly nude.
Right, OK. And how much do you earn for that? I mean, by the way, this is all completely legal, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's questionable, but it's definitely legal. And since I started in January, started on January 10th, a couple of days ago, across the six-figure mark, which, for somebody who comes from no money, that is insane.
So you're earning more than £100,000
yeah.
in less than 6 months.
I want to make it clear, I don't believe this is how the world should be, but, yeah, it's been absolutely shocking.
Susanna makes a really important point, which is that it's legal. You're doing nothing illegal. Also, you have to support your sporting career. £16,000 is not a lot of money.
Whereas
£116,000
is a lot of money.
So, part of me thinks, you know, good on you. You're doing your bit in order to represent our country in the Olympics. On the other hand, you know, if you were a school teacher, you'd immediately be in trouble with the head teacher. I would say if you are a woman doing exactly what you're doing on OnlyFans, I think actually the reaction would be much more negative than for a man. I think that's right.
I think you've got the kind of gist of that, really. So basically, I mean, you know, he said that he was getting a grant for 16,000. Said it wasn't enough. He's got to pay his car insurance or whatever. I mean, that, you know, the car, that's looked as, you know, not an essential kind of thing, but it's looked as kind of like a luxury. Really. I think any kind of car and stuff like that. So he's saying 16 ain't enough. So to subsidize that, he's gone on OnlyFans and he's raking in over 100 grand. I mean, they're saying that, you know, the canoeing board, Paddle UK, are saying, do you know what? Not really kind of buying into that, really. It's either one or the other. So, you know, I think he's getting himself publicity himself. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think he'll probably continue to rake in the cash rather than, you know, like, ditch that and say, okay, I'll ditch OnlyFans. And I'll just use the 16 grand, you know, what I get from your guys, you know? Just putting it out of there, guys. What do you think?
Well, let's be honest. 16 grand a year, if it's, that's what he's getting. I don't know how the 16 grand works, but it's not enough. If that's a yearly salary, it's not enough. But the thing is, I've read how many different people, they've gone on OnlyFans, and then the money what starts to coming in, they've left the day job and done that full time. I mean, if you hit it on OnlyFans, like he's just said, you're going to make money. Obviously, he's an athlete, so he's got the body for it and whatever else. And people are looking, joining his thing, they're subscribing to it. 100 grand a year to 16,000. I'm sorry, but if you're going to follow your career, you're going to think about it hard when it comes to the finances. 100 grand over 16 grand, I know, which I do.
Which one would you do?
I'm going for the 100 grand, old boy. I'm sorry, but Pat doing whatever he does, posing this, that. Because now you're going to think money.
Yeah.
You're going to think money now. It's not like we were motivated before, where you stick to your career and you made a career and you might have made this. It doesn't work okay. like that anymore.
So let me play devil's advocate now.
One, old boy.
Okay, so either come on the show, Sweet Talking Sport, or OnlyFans.
What's
it? Oh, yeah, laugh.
But me see on a man any time though, ain't it? Me can go on whatever else, but you understand though.
So
you, I'd even pay for the meal.
Let me just get this clear now. So you choose OnlyFans over the radio.
Yeah, I'm making more money with them.
Wow.
Sorry. And I'm sure you guys would do the same. Think about it.
For me, I can see where he's going with that.
The
canoe guy. Yeah, I can see where he's going with that. Because at the end of the day, right, yeah, he's put all the effort in and everything, and he wants to represent Great Britain. Now, these people haven't given him enough money.
Nothing.
Right? These people are saying 16 grand for the full year, you should be able to live off that.
Yeah, I mean, presume they've done their due diligence and that.
So I'll repeat, they're saying that you can live off that. And it's obvious he can't live off that.
No.
And that's the reason why he's turned to something else. Now, what he's turned to, and we must stress, and it was stressed in the little bit what you just played there, he's doing nothing illegal. Nothing illegal at all. He's within his rights to do what he's doing. As he explained, it can be a little bit saucy. Mm. Right? But nothing really, I would say. So, him taking off his top, him probably doing a nude, is no different to somebody going to an art college, sitting there for an hour or so, naked, while they draw, students draw.
That's a fair enough comment.
Right? It's nothing different. He doesn't say, and we don't know unless you're on his friends, whatever it is, to see it. But he's saying he takes his top off, and sometimes he goes partially naked sometimes, and sometimes naked. Now, to me, it's nothing different. It's just like somebody walking on a nudist beach.
Okay, if it was a woman.
Yeah.
Would you have that same kind of attitude?
Yeah. You know why? Because that's the way it is.
That's exactly the way it is. It's other people with their
negative attitude, because it's just like we said before. What a woman can do and what a man can do, people straight away, a woman
can do mostly can that do, men can do now, yeah, period.
And women will do other things men do, and then they're called derogatory names. But the men are doing exactly the same thing, and everything's cool.
But can you remember what the guy said? If it was a school teacher,
yeah,
it'd have been looked at.
It would be.
Because what they're thinking is that maybe one of these kids could get on the side.
Yeah.
Because there's no proof of age. You go on certain things that they says, are you 16 or whatever? You just click that button and that's it. So and a school kid could see, and then a school kid's going to take pictures and go and show it around.
So, basically, you know what I mean? Saying that it should be allowed to do what it wants and then represent in the Olympics. Is that what you're saying?
I don't see a problem with that.
Personally, I don't see a problem with it now. This is the day and age we live in now. It's not like back in the 90s, 80s. Where do you draw the line?
I think, for me, I can see where paddle they might come from, you know what I mean, because you know
is
posing nude and stuff like that,
and OnlyFans are they trying to say, well, or it's their reputation as well,
between the lines,
that's what's going to happen. Because we're associating with it, aren't they? Yeah. Oh, this Olympic star, he does this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when you're employed, isn't it, with a company. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You sign certain documents.
You do, to say, you know what I mean?
So it's the same thing they're looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm going with paddle for this one. You know what I mean? I would say, yeah. As my mother would say, either or either.
Yeah, it's either or either. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, they've been quite firm on that. You choose either or either. Mm-hmm. And Kurtz is getting his publicity by
doing what he's doing.
Telling his story as well.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to do that for nothing. He's creating more publicity for himself. Correct. So people will be more intrigued to say, wait. Yeah.
Well, we will pay you 10,000 for your story.
That's it. You know what I mean?
When that comes.
And he can get that from various different outlooks, can't he? He can get
100%.
This newspaper might ask for it. this magazine might ask for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're all saying, well, we'll give you 10,000 or we'll give you 15,000
or whatever, so you think the amount of money you could make.
And again, devil's advocate, he's made 100K.
All right, yeah.
So the thing is, he could say, do you know what? I've made enough corn. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I'm back in at the canoeing business.
It could do.
He could.
So,
he could.
But would they let him do that?
He could.
Well, yeah, because they're saying either or either. Yeah.
Well, then he could do that.
He could do that.
But because the corn's coming in.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And him loved that.
Saying. That's right. That's
he's saying, give me some more of that, innit?
And you can't blame him.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't blame him. You cannot blame him.
It's a hard thing, but like you just said there, made 100 grand, so he could back off now and say...
Anytime now.
And just do and go forth to
represent. He could be listening
England.
To this and he could say, yeah, they're right on that thing. Now cut it right now.
But then if he's thinking now what him and his wife and his family could have, he may stick to that. But like you said now, it's a hard decision, really, isn't it?
Do you know what? If I were part of that board, Paddle UK... I'd give him a deadline. And I say, listen, this is a cut-off point. Either or either.
Well, to be honest, now you've just said it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I would stop the OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'd say you've made your car.
And go and do what you've got to do. Because you can always go back to that when you come out of the thing.
And the thing is as well, he would need that grant because it's means tested. So... It could be straight in at it.
But it's in ours well now.
It could be straight in at it.
It's a thing now, he's exposed himself for what kind of money he's made. So if Mr. Taxman are listening to this now, they're going to think, oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll make a note of that.
We'll knock on
Kate's door.
That's earnings there. But like you said, he could stop now. He could go and do the canoeing, make a career out of that. When he's done with that career now, he could always go back to the OnlyFans. It's there as an option.
It's true. I mean, like I said, the programme is funded by the lottery. It helps athletes to train for major events like the Olympics. So you're talking about the elite athletes, you know, which, you know, not athletes, not every athlete would get a kind of grant like that. You know what I mean? Some people would love that 16. And some people would love the 100K. You know what I mean? So, you know.
But the thing as well, what we have to remember is like our governing bodies do not invest in our athletes like what they may do in America and stuff, because the Americans seem to be able to manage on what they get to live by the looks of it. If that was the case where our athletes could actually live off what they was getting, we wouldn't be having this conversation tonight. You know, I think that's part of the problem. It's the money. You have to give them what they need to survive on, not what you think they can live off. 16 grand is not going to take you nowhere.
But to be fair, I mean, you know, it will be means tested. And if he's got a cure, that's his choice. That's his choice to have a cure. It's not a necessity. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like everything else.
I hear that.
If I didn't have a car, then I'd have to catch bus or what?
And then now you're talking money again, then, isn't it?
He then has to spend again, doesn't he?
Yeah. So it's about choices, you know what I mean? And, I mean, you know, to be fair to Paddle again, they're saying it's not a kind of disciplinary action. It's like a neutral act designed to protect all parties. And they're talking about safeguarding athletes and staff as well. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I'm with Paddle. And if Paddle won't contact me, yeah, you can hold me right here. Because all I'd say is give him a deadline. Put it on him to say, listen, you've made your car now. What's your decision?
I would do what
I'd push that button pan him.
I would do exactly what you just said in the beginning. Take what you've got now. Go and concentrate on your career and represent England.
You know, that's if he wants to, or if he loves the money.
Yeah, well, it's go, not at, go ahead the with money. It. It's the fact that you know what you can make now and you think.
Yeah.
You know, but then your standard of life changes and everything then, don't it? But
yeah, I mean, I saw that interview on the breakfast show kind of thing, and he was just giggling his head off, you know what I mean? So,
was it?
I know that he's just putting it out there, you know what I mean? And he's creating more content for himself. So the news, what he's getting, is doing him a big favour.
Yeah,
and he'll probably get more con. Yeah, it might be 200,000. Yeah. You know what I mean?
More visitors now, isn't
Yeah, 100%.
People are going to want to, going to be inquisitive to find out.
So you mentioned his wife as well. What's the problem with her then?
Would never mentioned nothing about his wife. I must go see, I listen to.
I must see that. I thought you said somebody did get something with them as well.
No, sir.
Go on.
Yeah. Athletics, I mean, this is an ongoing thing, debate around the world. So we've got some kind of like athletes in the States. In fact, before I come to that, I just want to kind of like play a kind of like tune for Kurt, yeah, and it goes something like this. This is for Kurt. Just can't get enough.
I see.
You know what I mean?
I see. You can't get enough of.
Yeah. Who are these Kurt? Depeche Mode style.
Yeah, it is.
Remix. Yeah, it's like a remix.
Yeah, I remember this from back in the 80s. Is it back in the 80s?
Kurt, if you listen to this, control it. Go on, Mr. V, bust out them tune there.
Yeah, them. We sing that at March. Yeah, we sing that at March. Yeah, you know? So I know some of the lyrics. Them, you know what I mean?
Aye.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, I know some of them lyrics there. You know, from back in the day. Mm. And that. But anyway. Yeah, so we're going into the athletics part now.
Yeah, it's you know, some kind of like high school track stars.
Oh yeah,
Alexa Anderson decided to step down off the championship podium for what she believes. You know, when faced with the prospect of sharing the horror with a transgender competitor.
Right, we're back so down in that route again.
So she stepped on, you know, decided not to go on the podium.
Right.
And caused a bit of a stir, but, you know, she said that she knew there was something needed to be done.
Right.
To bring the attention to the, you know, to this issue. And it is a big issue. It's not going to go away anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
To let people who are in charge know that, you know, the athletes are not okay with the position they have been put in. And she's 18-year-old. Big on the 18-year-old.
Okay.
You know?
So basically, right. So a race has been run. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got first, second and third and whatever. So, and she's gone on to they've all gone on to the podium, yes?
Yes.
Is this correct so far?
Mm-hmm.
And then the person who's obviously won it, I'm believing, because I don't want to say things what's not right, but as the what is so like a transgender female, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so she's saying no. She doesn't like it. She doesn't agree with it. So she's showing her disagreement by stepping down off the podium. Is that right?
Let me play this and you'll catch him.
Two high school track stars refused to stand on the medal podium after placing in the Oregon State Championship for the high jump. Why? Because the athlete standing next to them was a biological male. Alexa Anderson and Reese Eckerd placed third and fourth, respectively, but tied for fifth was a trans athlete, Leah Rose. The two teens refused to take their places on the podium and turned their backs to it, quietly protesting a system that forced them and their teammates
to surrender spots to a trans. Here to tell her story is Alexa Anderson, along with Jessica Steinman, Executive General Counsel at America First Policy Institute. Alexa, look, you finished ahead of the trans athlete in this case, but there's time and again instances where trans athletes have taken awards and 1, 2, and 3 spots from female athletes. Did you take a stand for them as well?
This was my first time competing against a transgender individual, so this is the first public stand that I have taken in this issue, but I have privately supported all other girls that have done the same with positive messages, commenting on posts, and just supporting them and letting them know I'm behind them in any way.
Alexa, what do you have to say to people watching across the country about the unfairness of this? Why is it unfair?
It's unfair because biological males and biological females compete at such different levels that allowing a biological male into our competition is taking up space and opportunity from all these hardworking women. The girl in 9th who should have been in 8th and had that podium spot had that taken away from her, as well as many others.
And all of those slots, Jessica, whether you're 8th or 5th or 4th, that all works toward, you know, your points and your national standing. And so all of those places matter. People say, oh, she didn't finish 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, so it doesn't matter. But it does matter. And I think
it's
Alexa
so important.
Made that point.
No, it's so important, Laura. And I want to say thank you to Alexa for really standing up for all the courageous girls out
there. Right.
Yeah, so some more controversy. You know what I mean? Aguan around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yeah. One, well, for me, I can get where they're coming from, especially if them points are in points are important as well. Yeah, you can understand why there's the expectation and things, isn't there? You can understand that. Well, right. I know people are saying, yeah, but transgender means now this that person has now become a woman, right? So she, but I don't know. I just, it's just something about that for me. I think if they're gonna do that, they should be in transgender races for themselves, not against women. That's just my personal opinion. But
I mean,
there you go.
You know, can define transgender athlete relating to a person whose gender identity doesn't correspond with the sex registered for them at birth, you know. I mean, you know, big on the gal, really. I mean, she's making a big statement of intent that people in charge, that the athletes are not okay with the positioning that they have put themselves into. I think for an 18-year-old girl to take that on her shoulders, I think that's kind of massive. That,
yes,
you know,
I
what
agree.
I mean, big up that. You know what I mean? Done kind of like very, very well. I think it just shows how much devastating and, you know, kind of maybe stress, which she says, you know, it's definitely caused her some stress, you know, with all the eyes on them looking at them wondering what they're doing, why, what they're doing. But all female athletes, no matter if they are, you know, from school or middle school or high school or whatever, you know, it's got to be equal opportunities to, you know, to compete, you know. But yeah, I just think that to deal with that is kind of different.
Okay. Well. Yeah, I get that, but for me, like I've just said, the transgender, I don't know. I know they get hormones and all them kind of things to change up things and that, but I don't agree with it, me.
Well,
that's just
you know my feelings on these things already. Man is man, woman is woman. I don't care what you want to say about surgery, this, that, and the other, whatever you go through. Sorry, for the listeners that may be listening.
Yeah, I get
thinking
that.
I'm thinking I'm whatever else. This is just my opinion, you understand?
Yeah. And remember, everybody has an opinion, you know?
Yeah, everybody has an opinion about it. What's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and we're all going to disagree in things. But on these kind of things, I believe each should stick to their own. Just because you say you're going to have an operation or you're taking some hormone does not make you a woman or a man. I don't care what anybody wants to say. You was born a certain way. What's going off in your head and all them things, it could be medical. But for me, keep it as it is. Man's sport, women's sport, no crossing over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If there's so many transgenders coming in, then have a section for them.
That's what I've said. That's what I've said.
You know what I mean? But
I said that.
People are going to say, yeah, but you shouldn't say this, you shouldn't say that. Well, if people don't say things, then we never know.
Yeah.
But like I said, this is my opinion alone. And I'm strong on that. I'm just a believer in that.
I totally agree with that, because for me, right, I've seen some of these transgender people, right? And you can kind of tell, like, the man, when it's more over when the man changes into the woman. And you can clearly see, right? And the women, they try their hardest. They're training every day. They're putting in that work, you know what I mean? And then this guy just comes, you know what I mean?
I mean, so, would it be the same if there was that many transgender men that was trying to get... transgender women that was trying to come into the man's side of things and whatever else. Would it have the same kind of feelings and stuff like that? I mean, it's because there's not many men... It's because there's not many women that's changing to be... To go over into the man's side of things while we're not having that argument, isn't it?
Yeah, you know... but it's not going to be the first, and it's not certainly going to be the last time we're going to go through this. I've just kind of run up some stairs, so you know,
it's sounding like you're profound,
but I mean, it did work because I'm making a run, you know.
No, I four flight of stairs, we just tear up, you know what I mean? So, you know,
young ones, it's sound like, you know, when you depend. You know, different things.
No,
like,
me cool.
Yeah.
Will it right there? So cool.
Sorry.
Yeah, me cool.
Sorry.
You know,
sorry.
But yeah, so this transgender thing here now, it's always going to be a problem. There's always going to be mixed emotions about it.
Yeah.
But like I said, there's no women really that are hearing about that crossing over into men's sport. Why there's so much hype as well? So where do you draw the line?
Yes, more come true now.
Yeah, evening.
No, the mic. Lift it up now. Chop.
Does it sound loud and clear?
Yeah, sounds loud and clear.
Yeah, better late than never. What I said, 25 to 7.
Yeah,
you know, say show start at 6.
Yeah. I was at the wrong door.
Yeah. No business. Show start at 6. If a BBC, you're done. You know, now get paid. You have to go home.
Duck him, yes. And the taxi.
That's right.
It failed me.
Right. No business. 6. You know, when we say 6, we mean 6.
All these excuses. You know what I mean, pal?
No, but
that's got to get this done right.
Ah, that's got to sort this out.
But respect.
But from £9, and then you reorder it, it's gone to like £16.
What, Scott? What did
Uber?
The Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll argue about that too. Anyway. So yeah, so there we go. Another thing now, whatever. So it's up to them to start it. But for me, you need to draw a line under this now.
Yeah,
you don't just draw a line and don't.
You can't really be. I can't really be dealing with this transgender thing where they're coming in and they're racing against a woman. You know, it's just not
really.
Like a disadvantage, isn't it? Because you still got the, is it the male hormone?
That's what I've said.
It doesn't go away completely.
That's what I've said. And some of them, you can see they're clearly man.
Yeah.
So,
And that's another argument as well, because like I said, that runner, the African runner, Asenyo, what was her name? She had to take hormone medication to bring her hormones level down to one, because she was one of these women that had a lot of testosterone.
Yeah, male
testosterone than female, even though she was a female. Mm. And they insisted she had to take medication to lower that testosterone so she could compete equally against other women races. And since then, you've not heard about her really. You know what I mean? Because it just literally killed the career. So why aren't we doing the same thing for other athletes, giving them the same medication to come down?
True. Switching into the arm wrestling. I'm just going into the arm wrestling now. Brian Shaw, 43-year-old, formerly strongest man in the world. So he switched allegiance and trying his luck at arm wrestling, you know?
Side tables, a lot of people here tonight.
I'm not sure if any of your guys have tried your arm with a bit of arm wrestling in the past.
Yeah, back in the day, you used to mess about. Like,
you win, you never win. Go away, man. Sure.
But I can remember a girl, remember Christine Corker,
and she beat you.
Hey, please, you
just come sit that pan.
She could beat.
I remember.
Say that name again.
I remember she beating you.
I've never. I lie. I tell. You come pan me show and I tell big lie.
I remember.
No, stop.
She could beat some man.
My traffic come with a counteraction, you know. So she beat me. No, that could never happen. May I assure you that?
Oh, you sure?
100%.
But I used to watch that show. And that I forgot what you call him now. He's a black wrestler, but. Yeah. My man used to do it. That cricketer used to do it.
I know what you mean.
And he used to sit like, I'll see there.
It was Clive Myers.
Yeah. But that show, what was it that was kind of like a.
Yeah, I know. With the arm wrestling.
And the presenter played for Yorkshire. Yeah, from Barnsley.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking, but the black guy was Clive Myers.
Yeah, and he was good at the arm wrestling.
Yeah, because he used to do all them, like, go on, like, say, my kung fu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's this
about
the arm wrestling? Are you getting at?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Brian Shaw, he's been world's strongest man 4 times. There's only a few guys who have held that title, and I think there's one guy who's been world's strongest man 5 times. I think he's a Polish guy, I do believe. So, he's making the transition to arm wrestling, showing like a willingness to explore new challenges and his training with we've just been watching on YouTube Devin Lerat developing new techniques and weight cutting also as well. I mean, you won't really believe that. Well, I suppose you would actually, you know, come to think of it, that your weight would kind of like play a difference. I presume it's kind of like technique, speed, strength, and to be able to kind of like, you know, hold that kind of grip in it and then use that momentum to kind of like, you know, get your opponent over. I mean, you know, like I said, obviously listeners can't view, but if you go up on YouTube and just put in Brian Shaw arm wrestling, you'll know exactly where I'm coming from. Yeah, he's doing really well. He's got potential. He's a quick learner. Learning abilities to become a table topper, one arm bandit. Competition wise, he's already beaten the likes of Eddie Hall, who's the media retired strongman as well. Everybody knows Eddie Hall, isn't it?
Is that Sheffield? Not Sheffield guy, is he?
No, sir. No, he's one of British kind of like strongest man. He's kind of upon YouTube and all them kind of things as well. I mean, this one doesn't include you, Mo, because you've said you've been beaten, you've been wiped out already. What about you, G? Do you fancy yourself as a arm wrestling champ? You know, the first from Chef Live.
Look upon me. Look on these arms, them. You see them gone there? You know, see them, is it?
Yeah, man, me see them.
No, Sam, I'm nobody now. I broke up medical arms. Yes, it's not a sport I've followed. I've seen, on YouTube where they've been doing it and the guys, wrist snaps.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that a few times.
And then it's the
guy, just broke.
And it's wrist
and you hear
snap.
It as well. Yeah. No, sir, not for me. No, sir.
Why? So you say you now do it then?
Nice. What from Christine beating?
It's not a sport.
No, that's untrue. That's untrue. Me, I tell you that. No, no, believe him.
You're talking about 40 years. It's going to be hard to remember.
Him come late. Imagine if he make the date. You know what I mean? And Christine just broke him up one time. Big up Christine.
Christine, you get in touch and let me know the truth.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
You never tell me. I used to do some arm wrestling back in the day.
Me sorry, you know. Me sorry, Mr. V. Yeah, you know, nobody give me no detention here.
Some arm wrestling and push up.
Okay. You show them push up there are illegal. Yeah. You show them legal.
Listen to me. I used to do some arm because wrestling.
Because him come up with some kind of Mickey Mouse story already. Like,
no, it was true.
He might make it up, like, say, him being in some kind of pub and I write it on some fag packet and all them kind of thing there. You know what I mean?
Well, anyway.
Jesus Christ.
I used to do. I mean, no, so I never did lose nothing, but anyway.
Go on, Mr. V.
What kind of
technique did you kind of use, like?
Me did use body weight.
Body weight?
Body weight push.
Body weight push. Weight. You sure say you're talking about arm wrestling?
Body weight push.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, body weight push. I want that. Yeah, chatbot.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to kind of Google that technique.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Look it up. The body weight body push.
Look it up. It was called that body weight push.
That means you did cheat then.
Eh?
You did cheat then?
No, man, no cheating. I so they call it body weight push. You use your arm and just a little body weight pushing, you know what I mean?
Body all right. Push.
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I little back water place there? Me did learn it.
ChatGPT gets 123 million visits a day, and most people still use it like a toy. Here is how to use it.
So yeah, gonna
Animal is one of the most fearsome young fighters in Britain today.
Into the boxing scene, Aloys Jr.
And relentless pressure in the ring.
The next upcoming kind of like champ, they say. I call him the animal. Listen to this.
Is already declaring that he will become the king of the cruiserweight division, throwing down the gauntlet to the most dangerous fighters in the weight class. Can he rise all the way to the top? Let's take a closer look. What about a fucking doubt?
Sorry about that.
Aloys Diumbi, better known as Aloys Jr., was born in Cameroon, but found his boxing destiny in the UK. From the age of 7, he was obsessed with the ring.
Watching this guy inspired by Mike
Tyson. Yeah, dangerous, isn't it? Dangerous youth. In his schoolyard,
fueled by the kind of put in the kind of Tyson technique and stuff like that.
When I was 7 years old, I was like, yeah, mom, dad, this is what I want to do.
As an amateur, Junior fought 21 times, earning 17 wins along with 4 London titles and 2 national championships. He represented England on the international stage and even faced Moses Itama, losing on points. Later, he stepped in for Itama against the Irish national team and secured victory. Starting at just 16, Junior sparred with stars like Dubois, Boatsy, and Okolie.
Some big heavies there, you know, Dubois, Cole come from PAD, innit? Well, against Parker, remember?
It's harder than Tyson as well.
With a perfect start.
That's
in November 2021, at just 18
years. Yeah. This is kind of like, listen out for this guy. I mean, I've not actually seen him fight, really, and he's kind of like been around for a while. I mean, his record, his pro record, records like 10 wins, 1 loss, no draws, and 9 KOs. He's on the trajectory to becoming something kind of like special. You know, I mean, wow. I mean, there's some kind of like controversial stuff also as well, whether, you know, depends kind of like what media kind of like platform you kind of pick up, because some of it saying that he was born in Lewisham, London. Some of it says that he's born in Cameroon, you know what I mean? So they must start already upon him, you know? But Frank Warren snapped him up, 5-year deal straight away, you know what I mean? So, you know, Warren obviously saw something kind of like special in him, and he's securing a nice kind of like deal for himself, isn't it, Warren? 5-year deal.
Definitely. I mean, a couple of videos I've seen him, and yeah, he's got potential. But as we just saw there, that video there, that guy got a good clean shot on him and puts him down. But I think he came back and win it. But yeah, he's a man to watch out for, I believe.
How old is he? Because I've never heard of him before.
No, not have I.
I'm not sure how old he is.
22. But listen out for him, yeah?
Yeah, he's a guy to look out for.
What way is he fighting at?
might be kind of like, it's not, is it cruise or something? Cruise weight, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say so.
That's the weight class. Yeah. Britain's next KO king said he wants to be different. He's certainly different, all right. He says that Jungle creates monsters and he's been deep in it. Yeah, 21 amateur fights, 70 wins, 4 titles in London, 2 national titles, and represented England also as well. So, like I said, discrepancies where he's been born. You know, was it Cameroons or, you know, was it Lewisham in London? Boy, only he knows and his family knows. But somewhere along the line, there's been some kind of bandoola business about that. Been on the scene since November the 21st, debuted in 22. That's 13 kind of like rounds around the kind of like system on the circuit. So, yeah, we'll have to kind of like follow him and just kind of like see where we go. So, gonna. Bradley Wiggins is next. Like I said, we've got kind of a lot to kind of like get through. I mean, we've got a few keen cyclists in here. I just want you to listen to this, what Bradley has had to say for himself. Typical kind of commercial break. Just bear with me. That's what you get with live shows. But hear this.
Want to sensationalise or twist? Pretty much all the headlines talked about your cocaine addiction after retiring. And I wonder, I guess, how you've dealt with it.
I haven't seen what the reaction is to it. I don't read anything. I've had lots of events in my life that informed the problems I had in my life post-cycling. And cycling was a great distraction for me. But when cycling left me and I was left to my own devices, you know, I had to suddenly deal with things that people normally take a lot of time to deal with, you know, like onset grief and things like that. I'd never had therapy or counselling during my time as a cyclist, because you're perceived as a cyclist, or certainly when you're Olympic champion or the Tour de France winner, to be incredibly mentally strong. And I was one for not taking on help as well, or asking for help. No one is, you know, any different to all of us as cyclists, really, or elite athletes. And I think that's...
Bradley Wiggins, what about that one? On the cocaine?
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected to hear that, but that's a big step to finish one thing.
Yeah, I've heard a bit about that.
Yeah.
When he finished. And he got ripped off of his money as well. He lost a lot of money.
Well, if he's getting into things you don't understand, that can be understandable, if especially you're going to spend big money as well, but...
It can also
really.
It can also be drawn into a world what's not the greatest.
Well, there you go. There you go.
You know what I mean? He can be drawn into a world what is not the greatest. Just remember, he's a well-known bike cyclist, isn't he? Right? Gold medal in this and whatever. And then he goes into this area, and then this area can be very difficult. It can also then become very dangerous.
Yeah, so, I mean, Mr. Wiggins, Tour of France 2012... 5-time Olympic gold medalist, got knighted in 2013, retired 2016. So he's saying that when he jumped off the bike, that's when he dipped into it.
Now that means to think.
You know, I think he dipped into it before.
I
that,
do as well. You know, I honestly do.
Apparently, 30 million to his name, and he owes his debtor to £1 million. Like I said, so question marks about the cocaine stuff, but you know, he's kind of like admitted that, also bankruptcy as well. It turned to Lance
Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong, that's right. Oh, Lance won 7 Tour de France titles from 1999 to 2005, later stripped of all titles, as we know, following investigation revealed key figure in the doping conspiracy. You know, Wiggins said that he chucked his knighthood, right? Bearing in mind, he got knighted in 2013. Said that he finished cycling at 2016. But then, listen to this. Wiggins said he chucked his knighthood in a flower bed and smashed it up. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So I question whether he was high then.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I find out. Why would you chuck your knighthood?
You know what I mean?
I think like we just said, we were just humming and ahhing. I think the problem was there before, but because he had the cycling, was kept under control.
Yeah.
Since the cycling done now, he hasn't got maybe the mentality to go on to something else, and he's gone heavily into that now to where, yeah, you know?
It's just like pro footballers, you know, professional footballers. After 20 years, they got nothing else. Like they train every day.
That's right. Their life is regimental, isn't it?
Train every day for these tournaments, like these tours, what they do, and then when it's just done like that, they ain't got nothing.
But I don't understand how you get that mentality just to turn to drugs.
You can't just cut. I don't know.
You can be joining
Gascoigne.
Yeah, you can be joining.
He was in it from time, but yeah, look at him. He was a party animal. Yeah,
you can be joining. Let me tell you. Right, and especially when you're a person who's got the money as well.
Mm.
Right, you can be joining.
It's true. But yeah, Mr. Wiggins, who would have thought it? Like Mo said, he's kind of like heard of him before. I just want to play something. Yes, going to go into football now.
Lamine Yamal was asked a question for Barcelona's TikTok page, and it was, favorite gift you have ever received. Lamine Yamal replied with PlayStation 2 once it came out, and he smiled. The PlayStation 2 came out on the 4th of March 2000. Lamine Yamal was born 7 years after the PlayStation 2 came out.
I'm going to run
that again. And bro really said PlayStation 2 once it came out. Huh? Bro wasn't even born when the PlayStation 3 came out.
That was a slip of the tongue.
Lamine Yamal, are you really...
Ah, I see where he's going.
You know? So,
I see where he's going.
You know? I mean... It's not the first time it's happened. There's been footballers and have been kind of like saying that they're this age or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It happens. I'm not sure about this one. Is Lamine Yamal, is it older than what he has made said? You know?
They're trying to make him that. It looks 17 to me, but someone say he's really 24.
Well,
that's what they're trying to say.
Is it? All right. Okay.
But why lie about your age?
Because he mentioned something about his brother. And the way, well, if your brother's this old,
yeah, how does it work out that you're this age?
Yeah, but somebody says it could be 24.
So why come with all that hype then that he was the youngest player playing in whatever this? Or was it just for that? I was catching up with him then either way, isn't it?
But it's still official that he's 17.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they're saying that the main issue surrounding him, apparently, is not sort of like lying about his age, but concerns, you know, of kind of like his professional development within the game, potential burnout at a high level, obviously. You know, represented Barcelona, 15, was he 15? Not so sure now, really. Played for his country. When I was 17, so what impact does that have mentally and physically? Still developing.
I think we're 16, aren't we?
Well, you know,
when he played in his first tournament, I think we're 16.
His first tournament for who? For Barcelona? For
Spain. They talk about 16.
I mean, like I say, it probably depends what kind of media platform you kind of like go on. You know what I mean? But you know, I suppose it's only him and his family really know how old he is. Basically, they hold the truth, they hold the key.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, but whatever is on his birth certificate, whatever is on his passport, and we know that he can get them fudged up and that, you know, the most amount of money pays for that kind of thing, that corruption in the game. But yeah, Lamine Yamal. Seriously, kind of like running out of time here, really. So I'm just going to kind of like jump the gun, you know what I mean? With this one, we've got some kind of like things to say, really, and we're going to talk about, you know, Sheffield Wednesday, with the money kind of like what they're worth. And what's going on?
Has been charged with multiple breaches of EFL regulations relating to payment obligations. And the owner of Sheffield Wednesday, Stefan Chancieri, has also been charged with causing the club to be in breach of EFL regulations despite his commitment to fund the club. All charges relate to both the ultimate beneficial owner and the club failing to meet their obligations to actually pay players' wages on time and in full in both March and May.
You look concerned, Captain. You look concerned. You're right. Gee, just make sure Tim are right.
Not concerned.
Across that story as it develops.
You're not concerned.
Not
you know, did sound concerned when you did.
I know some of the ins and outs of it. Like,
is it? You
know.
Go on then.
That's why you're on the show. Please tell us.
No, it'll be gone before the season starts. Because it'll get put.
What will be gone?
No, he'll be gone by the season.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, because the EFL gave me an ultimatum. Like they gave the chairman of Reading. Says you either leave or we're going to kick the club out of the league.
Well, I
within about 2 weeks, the club was sold. So I think it's like similar.
You're tired. just shoot out a yarn. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You look like you're tired. Yeah, yeah. Some big heavy.
Well, yarn. I don't know the guy personally, but there's a guy who wants to come in and like take over this consortium, but he's been a bit stubborn.
Okay.
So right now, people, listeners, we just got Captain Mo. We're just putting him in a court situation, a kangaroo court. This is a mock court, don't take it too deep. You know, the main issue surrounding him, apparently, you know, multiple breaches of EFL regulations relating to payment. You know, when they have an obligation and they haven't kind of like stuck to that because of financial hardship, all on captain and EFL disadvantage due to cash flow. So them say. So I mean, what we're doing now? Yeah, let me turn up for this because we're looking for kind of like some donations for Captain Moore. You know, anybody have a change?
No.
See some change.
I know
there?
He's.
I
know it's found 1.5 million to now.
That's enough change.
We have a pound there, so you know.
We
are saying, Captain, you want some money?
No, he's got 1.5 million.
We say if you want some money.
He's got it from your team.
So what's that got to do with me?
Well, I think that's why he sold that Kadimatri, because you've got him like...
We have got him, yeah.
So I think I've read he's got 1.5 and I think he's got some money from wherever he's got it from, but... I think he will have to pay the wages before the next ones are due, because then it could be catastrophic, like for him.
Could be catastrophic. Because
he's
for your team.
Because normally it's the club what gets, but he's been charged as well. Mm-hmm. So I think he'll be gone. He's on borrowed time.
Is it?
He'll be on borrowed time.
Well, me want him steer.
He won't stay because it. He ain't got the cash flow.
I said I want him to steer. And
this consortium, they've got the money.
Carry on. Remember this?
Yeah, I do remember this. And I want this.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
go on, Captain, explain yourself.
What's it called now?
One of them once upon a time story.
Go on, no, Captain.
Go on.
What do you want to say? What?
Well,
talk up, no man. Let the people hear you.
Listen, he was defending it the other day when I was in my yard. He was defending it big time.
Defending who?
Trying to draw me in for them circumstances.
No, two minutes left. Defend Wednesday. Defend it. Defend it with your heart.
It's not Wednesday. It's this guy.
Defend Wednesday.
You hear what I'm telling you?
What?
It's either him. Or the team get chuck out. When we want him steer, so no can get chuck out.
No, it'd be forced that, because one thing is he's a foreign owner. If you own a company, you get chucked out.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's a very, very sad day. The 6th of June. We're here at Sheffield Live. We've got the Captain Mo trying to defend Sheffield Wednesday.
No.
And it's a very, very sad situation.
No, I'm not defending
we're
Sheffield Wednesday.
For donations. It will be confidential.
But Wednesday here.
And information.
A long time before he. Before
to be
him.
Shared or aired. And Captain is under severe pressure. I feel the heat.
Listen, that's the anchor, Chief. I come out now.
I'm not the.
Yeah.
And I wipe up tears.
Nah,
but it's alright. It's alright.
When's
it's
all
right. Is it? Do you just make sure he's alright again?
No, when's he still here? Long after he's gone.
I know that me word, but he's still in the middle of the two at the minute. Yeah. So
me, I'm alright. Me, when's it I'm in a good position. Me.
Yeah, that's what worries me. Yeah,
when's
he
still here? Long after he's gone.
You know, what a show.
Yeah, yeah.
So CVG Captain Moore, you know.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We still depend here, you know.
Yeah. So go on then. What's up?
What's up?
Finish off what you're saying.
Yeah, with your tea.